We're going to get assistant coach Derek Bry, who drew the lucky stick here, to talk here post-game. Yeah, Coach, congratulations, though. A big win for you guys.
Yeah, it was a big win. You know, after the big game last week, we needed to come in here, play our type of game, run the ball, be physical, be aggressive, and not have a letdown after last week.
And, you know, especially after the run, you guys, of the teams that you've played over the last few weeks here leading into tonight. But, you know, Goodland was a pretty confident team coming in two in a row. And I don't know what it is about sometimes in having the opening drive, but sometimes that just sets the tone for the night.
You know, it did. We came out hard. We ran a couple great plays, had some good blocking up front, and jumped on them early.
And, you know, that was – it was really a great combination. This is, it was, you know, Dylan passing. You know, he only had, I think, five or six passes all night. But the running was good, and it was good to see Lawson a little bit more active in there. Of course, Brady with his night. He had another great night here. But you got Lawson active. You got Jace active. It's been 3 weeks since he's had a really good night, or even a month since he's had a really good evening. And it was good to see him kind of gain that confidence back.
Yeah, it is. You know, we kind of tried to bring him back from his injury pretty slow. We didn't want him to come back too fast. We'll try to get through the next two, or well, this week and next week, and get into playoffs and see how things go.
All right. Well, a great victory here. Defensively, this is a tough one to set the tone here with, you know, with a team like Goodland that runs the Sango wing. That's very tough to prepare for, and you know, and luckily we saw it last year as well. But your team was really focused, and he could tell the linebackers are definitely reading their keys, and it started up front with the DNs.
Yeah, you know, the single wing is a very unique offense, very run-oriented, and they just want to pound it on you. You know, they want to throw everybody in the same hole, and they just want to outman you. But our guys up front stayed low. They read their keys, got off the blocks, and let the linebackers run free, and we actually tackled really well this week. Last week we had a couple missed tackles. We did some drills this week during practice, and everybody got focused in.
You know, and big win for you guys. It pretty much solidifies the district championship, and you get a first-round playoff game at home. That's always huge there, one thing. And second thing here, senior night can be some distractions, but you guys handled it well.
Yeah, the team's really focused right now. You know, they're really happy with the way the season's going, but we're not done yet. You know, 1 week at a time, they enjoy coming and playing together as a team, especially in front of this home crowd. The crowd's been great. You know, everybody's wound up, a lot of excitement, especially here at senior night. This is their last regular season home game, and they wanted to go out with a bang, and I believe they did that tonight.
You know, and you never ever anticipate bringing in, like, the second team and third team and down the line here, but you're able to do that, and it was good to see them really have some success, the second teamers, and even some of the younger ones, freshmen, getting in there, getting their nose into the play there.
Yeah, you know, that's great. To be up enough and feel confident enough to go ahead and start subbing some of the younger guys in, that's awesome because, you know, they put in this just about as much time during the week at practice as the varsity does. And they're just as much a part of this team as everybody else. And to let them get out on the field underneath the lights, you know, that's great. Glad to see them be able to do that.
How about Camden Vogelmoer's dive in for the two there? It looked like he was in trouble.
Yeah, you know, Camden can surprise some people. He can see the field really well. He's got some pretty decent feet, and he was able to break outside, contain, and get into the end zone for the two-point conversion.
Well, next week it's Colby on the road there to wrap up the regular season. I can't believe we're already talking in a regular season finale, but right now they have a two-point lead in the fourth quarter against Lakin at home, and they have the ball there with about 3.5 minutes to go. But even it's Colby, you know, they're struggling this year. They're looking for their second win there against Lakin, but they're still going to bring the heat against Scott City.
You know, they will. And I've been telling our guys all this week and last week that we're going to get the best shot any team can give us. We're having a really good year. And Colby, they run a unique offense too. You know, we went from a very run-oriented single-wing Goodland team tonight, where next week, Colby, they'll actually spread it out and throw the ball a little bit with run some option. So, you know, we've got something new to prepare for. And we'll just buckle down on Monday and see how things go.
Well, first time being on the radio here this year, Coach, and you did well. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.